Hello and welcome to a brand new podcast called Almost Musical with your host, Cara. That sounded so official and awkward to say. I'll listen to this back now later and I'll be cringing. But yeah, this is a brand new podcast with me, Cara. And I'm really excited. This is a music podcast, all about music, all about what's going on in the music world, song of the week, past songs, one hit wonders, greatest band of all time, which is a tough question, and more. So stick with me because it's going to be a fun musical time. So this week on Almost Musical, I'm going to be talking about what music I listen to when I'm in the rage. So you're probably wondering, what does that mean? You know, when you're just having a really bad day and you're just so, everything is annoying. You just don't want to talk to anyone. It's a rage. And I have particular playlists for all my different moods and personalities. And it really helps me get through life that way. So I was looking at my playlists the other day and I was like, wow, I mean, I have to share these because this is amazing. And the first one is, it's my rage playlist. And I usually have this playlist on if I'm cleaning the house or if I'm going for a walk. And yeah, like if I'm doing something, sometimes I play it a lot in the car, like really loud, and it really does make me feel better. It actually heals me because I'm like, yeah, I can take this world on, I'm fine. So it really, really works. And I just felt like I shouldn't be gatekeeping. I should be sharing this information with people. And also I feel like a lot of people are going to relate to this playlist as well, because it's got some absolute epic songs on it. So let's get into it.
Okay, first up is Rage Against the Machine, Sleep Now in the Fire.
So because I can't play the song, I'm going to have to sing it to you, which I'm not really going to do. The start, obviously. Yeah, and then the drums come in. And I think if you're just having a really bad day, that is an epic song to start off with. It just lifts the mood. You know what though, what I just remember there, remember that time that X Factor was on, I think was it in 2000 and, oh God, I don't know, was it 2005? And there was a whole campaign in Ireland to not let the X Factor song get to number one, and people campaigned for Rage Against the Machine's Killing in the Name to get to number one instead, and it did. I just remembered that the other day and I was like, wow, like when we get together we really do make mountains move, to be honest. So yeah, that was actually pretty cool. So Rage got to number one instead of the X Factor winner. I'm just Googling the X Factor winner there. It was Joe McElderry. And his song was The Climb. I don't really remember it. It was a UK... Oh, sorry. It was a UK number one. I thought this was an Irish situation. I don't know. I'm confused. I just remember in Ireland there was a big thing about it as well. But obviously it was a UK Christmas number one. But Rage got to number one instead. So that was kind of cool. Next up on my Rage playlist is a song by Carnivool and it's called Goliath. This band is something else. They are from Perth, Australia, and each and every single one of the members in the band are incredibly, incredibly talented. Like the singer, Ian Kenny, Like, his vocals are just absolutely amazing. I think Steve Judd, he's the drummer. He is such a good drummer. Like, every single one of them just really brings something to this, to the band, and therefore the songs are just absolutely amazing. The only thing I have to say about Carnival is their touring situation is never great for me. Like, I've never seen them come to the UK or Ireland that much. I would absolutely love to see them live, but I don't know. I just, their tours always seem to be sort of America, Asia. I don't know. Like, I never see them come over here. It'd be great if they did. That would be nice. Thank you. So they have three albums and they have two EPs. I think my favorite album is the 2009 album Sound Awake. Absolutely incredible album. So if you have time to check that out, do. Okay, the next one is just a very long time favorite of mine. I think, like, I'm pretty sure my husband introduced me to this band. And it's Tool, and this song is from their album Lateralus. Lateralus. This song is from their album Lateralus, and it's just incredible. It's just, I don't think I'll ever not love it. I love the start of it. I love how it just builds. It's just an incredible piece of music. So Lateralus was their third studio album. I mean, I can't talk about Tool without talking about Schism and the video for Schism. It's just absolutely incredible. So I have to mention it because I just feel it would be wrong not to. And absolutely, they're just so creative, like, just the way their minds work and what they see artistically. Actually, I'm pretty sure the lead singer studied some form of art, or yeah, so Maynard studied visual arts. So I feel like maybe coming from that background, he always saw visually, really, you know, he saw his band in a very visually strong way. It comes across in their videos, anyway, their music videos. So if you haven't checked out the video for Schism, you need to do that. Okay, so next on my playlist, and this is hard because I like so many different songs from this band, but I chose Like I Care from Helmet, and it was a tough choice. There's so many songs, but I had to pick one. So, I mean, I could just, you know, I could do a whole podcast on Helmet and just deep dive right into them because I love them. But I chose Like I Care. Love this song. I actually went to see them live and they played this, and I think my heart stopped for a few seconds. So it was incredible to see them live, actually. And they played in a really, like, small, cozy venue. They played in Dolan's Warehouse in Limerick, and it was just amazing to see such an epic band play in a small space. And I was sitting down for it because those moshing days are over. Not that I ever did it, but I don't stand anymore. I'm old now. Like, I need my seat. Come on. So, yeah, it was just such a nice gig because I was sitting, I could see everything, I could see all the band members, I could take it all in, sit back with my beer and and, like, watch them, and it was just amazing. And incredible musicians, obviously. Paige Hamilton, the lead singer, actually has sort of a jazz background. And I think you can kind of hear that in some of the pieces, in some of the songs. I think he moved originally to New York to study jazz guitar originally, and he's the sort of founding member of Helmet. Like, he's the only sort of constant member of that band. There's been quite a change up. since that band has existed. And you know, I didn't know this, but Hamilton actually played guitar for David Bowie for a while. I don't know what the dates are. I mean, this is a Wikipedia bit of information here, so it could be so wrong, but it's in there. But yeah, interesting fact. Next on my list is Caius. They're an American stoner band, based in, they're, yeah, coming from California. Again, they're another band that formed in the 80s, sort of the late 80s. So I think originally their band name was Sons of Caius, but then they just changed it to Caius in the 90s, I think. And if you haven't heard of Caius, you'll obviously have heard of Queens of the Stone Age, because Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age was an original member of Caius. But I don't think he stayed for very long. I'm not actually sure, but he was an original member. But the song that I've chosen by Caius is Gardenia. And again, this is just one that goes way back for me. I'm just obsessed with this song, for want of a better word. The thing I love about Caius is that dirty guitar, that stoner, dirty sound that they create. I just love it. I think it's very signature there. Another great band, actually, that John Garcia was involved with is Hermano. I think he came on board with them in the late 90s, and it was kind of like maybe a side project or something. But if you like Caius, I think you'll really enjoy Hermano, so I think it'd be worth checking them out. Next song that I must talk about is a song from a band called Ocean Size. The song is Catalyst. I don't know if many people know of Ocean Size, but you should because they're incredible. They're actually from Manchester and they formed in the late 90s. And I actually got to see them live in London many moons ago. And again, it was another really small venue that I went to see them in. And I think I fell in love even more when I saw them live. They're just incredible. The vocal and guitar player Mike Fennert, I just love his voice so much. And I think, unfortunately, they've broken up. Which is such a pity, but I think Mike Fennert is still doing stuff, maybe. I must look into that actually. I haven't Googled him to see what he's up to. And you know what kind of inspiration they had for their band was Mogwai. So that's really cool. Like, I love Mogwai, I think they're amazing, and it's kind of cool that, you know, Oceanside or the band members of Oceanside got their inspo. I'm sure they got their inspo from other artists as well. And the name, the band name Oceanside, is named from, they got that name, I believe, from a Jane's Addiction song. So they were obviously influenced by the band Jane's Addiction as well. But the song, yeah, so the song that I absolutely adore from them is Catalyst. There's so many songs that I love from them, but this one in particular. What I love, again, like with this band, same as Carnival as well, each band member has their own signature thing to bring to it. Bass player, the drummer, you know, the guitarist, like they all bring something. There's like a bass riff going on, a guitar riff going on, it's all layered, it's amazing. So my favorite album from theirs is Efflorescence, so do check that out if you haven't already.
And that's it this week from me, guys. It was a short and sweet podcast, but sometimes short and sweet is good. You know, So if you haven't heard of some of these bands that I mentioned, do check them out. It's well worth it. And add them to your own rage playlist. Sometimes having rage playlist is it's essential, really. So yeah, let me know what's on your rage playlist. I'd love to know that actually. And until next time, I'll see you later. Love you.